Bible study. Understanding the difference between intellectual belief and saving belief. Introduction. Many people quote Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and say, "As long as I believe in Jesus, I'm saved." However, the Bible makes it clear that there is a difference between simply believing in the facts about Jesus and truly placing faith in him with a surrendered heart. A person can believe that Jesus exists, believe he died, and even believe he rose again, but still not be saved. Why? Because true saving belief is followed by obedience. The Bible shows that intellectual belief alone is not enough. In James 2:19, Scripture says, "You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." Demons believe in God. They know he is real, and they fear him. Yet they are not saved. So the question becomes, what separates our belief from the belief of demons? Number one, real faith produces obedience. True biblical belief is not just agreeing with God, it is responding to God with a surrendered heart. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14 and 15. Belief without obedience is not faith. It is empty acknowledgement. Number two, Simon the sorcerer, the example of intellectual belief, Acts chapter 8 verses 9 through 24. In Samaria, there was a man named Simon, known for sorcery. The Bible says, "He astonished the people, claiming that he was someone great," as seen in Acts 8 and 9. When Philip came preaching Christ, Simon believed and was baptized. Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, Acts 8 and 13. On the surface, Simon appeared to be a new convert, but something was still wrong in his heart. When the apostles came and laid hands on the believers to receive the Holy Spirit, Simon saw the power of God and said, "Give me this power also," as seen in Acts 8 and 19. He offered money thinking he could buy the Holy Ghost. This shows he did not understand the purpose of salvation, the holiness of the Spirit, or the submission required to walk with God. Peter rebuked him, "Your heart is not right in the sight of God, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Acts chapter 8, verse 21 to 23. Simon believed intellectually and even submitted to baptism, but his heart had not surrendered. His belief did not lead to repentance. This is why belief alone is not salvation. Number three, true belief leads to obedience to the gospel. The Bible gives a clear pattern of saving faith. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, NKJV. This is saving belief, repentance, turning from sin with a sincere heart, baptism in Jesus' name for the removal of sin, receiving the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as seen in Acts 2, Acts 10, and Acts 19. This is the belief that transforms, not just acknowledges. Analogy. If you're inside of a store and someone tells everyone the building is on fire and you say, "I believe you," but you stay inside, your actions show that you did not truly believe. But if you run out of the building, your response demonstrates that your belief was real. Many people say they believe in Jesus, but they stay in their sin. They do not repent. They do not obey his word. They do not receive his Spirit. Their actions show that their belief is only intellectual, not saving. True belief causes you to move, respond, change, submit, and obey. Conclusion, belief in Christ is more than acknowledging who he is. It is trusting him with your life. The difference between intellectual belief and saving belief is obedience. Demons believe, but they do not obey. Simon believed, but his heart was not surrendered. The call of Scripture is, repent. Be baptized in Jesus' name. Receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 2 and 38. This is true saving faith. This is biblical belief. This is the gospel. Belief that saves is belief that obeys.